In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sower who sows the seed of the Word of God is, of course, Christ Himself. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who comes into the world to sow the Word of God, to sow Himself, the seed of His own life, so that all of us might live from God, not from the world, not from ourselves, to distribute Himself and to make us all sowers of the same seed, sowers of the living Word of God, the life of God, so that by living that life, we come to bear fruit, come to maturity, the way the ear of corn comes to maturity, and the seeds of that corn are distributed amongst many. And so all of us are meant to be sowers of the Word of God. Now, this doesn't mean just preaching. In fact, it doesn't even mean primarily preaching, although oftentimes it has been interpreted that way. It does lift a great burden from us because it's a lot easier to talk and to tell people about something than it is actually to die, end the life we would have lived without God, turn away from that life, and find our source of life in God Himself, which is what it's all about. Not to live a life that is not from God. Now, we can't sow that word, we can't sow that seed, unless we are living that life. We can't sow that seed, as a matter of fact, unless we ripen and bear fruit and are able to share the fruit of our own lives with others. And when we come to St. Paul, we hear St. Paul talking about sowing, being sowers of the seed, of the life that we have been given. And St. Paul says, he who sows little will reap little, he who sows much will bear an abundance. The parable of the sower contains good advice for us. Oftentimes we simply listen to the parable and the explanation of the parable. We don't go any further than that. But if we reflect on it, we see that there is good advice for us. How can we be good soil? What is good soil like? The one who is the good soil is the one who receives the Word of God with a noble and good heart. Now, the Revised Standard Version we read this morning says a honest and a good heart. But the fuller meaning is in the translation using the English word noble, a noble and good heart. The noble metals are gold and silver. To receive the Word of God into a noble heart, a heart of gold, a heart that is filled with the love of the very best, a heart that is filled with the love of God. If the seed, the Word of God, is sown into such a heart, it takes root. Because that is what such a heart wants and needs and desires more than anything else. There is nothing else in life or in the world that can satisfy it, really. Nothing else that it will settle for. When the Word of God, the fact, remember, the Word of God is the fact, that we can live from God, that we don't need to live a life in the constant fear of death, a life of the constant denial of the difficulties of the world. That's what the Word of God means. Christ comes into the world and He brings us the good news that it is possible to live from goodness, from the highest, from the best, from God Himself. And if our heart is noble and good in this way, then we will hear the word of God, hold on to it, and it will begin to put down roots. Not be snatched away, but put down roots. Not shallow roots, but roots that are undisturbed over a long period of time. For such a heart, for such a person, the real root of our lives is in the love of all that is best, of all that is good, of God Himself, of His goodness, His wisdom, the beauty of a life at one with God. Now, the fact that we fall short is secondary because it doesn't depend on us. It depends on God. God gives the growth to a life that is lived from Him and toward Him. That good soil where the roots go down deep. When we turn to St. Paul, to understand the things that he's saying to us at the beginning of the passage that we read this morning, he who sows just a little is not going to reap much. He who sows a great deal will reap more. It's best probably that we should turn to what he says later on in this passage, where he explains to us the difference between having enough and abundance. Enough, on the one hand, or an abundance. According to St. Paul, we are given enough of the material things that we need by God. And if we are given more than what we really need by God, that additional amount is for us to sow to others. That's our ministry, our opportunity to spread the life of Christ that we are living, not just by telling, not by telling people about it, but by living that life. Saint Seraphim of Sarov explains so clearly how to go about doing that. Every encounter, every exchange with another person is an opportunity to gain spiritual profit. And so we have this comparison on the part of St. Paul and on the part of St. Seraphim between looking to gain an abundance as it's done in the material, physical, practical world on the one hand, and the gaining of an abundance in the spiritual world. If we have an abundance, and remember, abundance means just more than we need, in terms of the material and the physical, and the ability to do more than just spend all of our time struggling to survive. And that is a spiritual path, no question. But if we have time and resources to be able to do more than that, we as good Americans, we would say, well, it's leisure after that, you know. It's luxuries after that. You know, after that, it's a good time. After that, it's a better one of whatever it is that we have. And pity those who are only able to have what they actually need for survival. Well, that's not what that's not what it says in the Gospels. That's not what St. Paul says. Everything beyond what we need for survival is given to us in order to make a spiritual profit, in order to gain an abundance. Not of material things, not of material wealth, not of comfort and security, but a spiritual abundance. If we have just a little more than what we really need, that's our opportunity to gain a spiritual abundance. That's our opportunity to sow liberally, to sow a great deal. That's our opportunity to spread the seed of divine life through how we live in the world by using the material excess over and above what we need to convert it into a spiritual abundance. And that is the living of the divine life in the world that Christ came and made possible for us. He who sows just a little will reap very little. If we find that it takes all of our resources, all of our efforts, just to get by, just to take care of ourselves and our own material needs up to the level that we find sufficient, then we're not going to have very much left of ourselves, of our time, of who we are. It doesn't just boil down to dollars and cents. We're not going to have much left over to sow, to spread the life of Christ by the way that we live in the world. It's always clear what our values are. It's always clear where our heart is. The one who receives the word of God and grows it to maturity is the one with a noble and good heart. And that one has been waiting all this time to receive the word of God. And if we have such a heart, then as soon as we have more than we actually need, and we need very little in reality, immediately we will begin to spread that seed, that logos. Logos, it's interesting in Greek, means both word and seed. Our words are seeds. Our words are actions. But our actions are the things that we do in life. The things that we say come out of the fullness of our heart, Jesus says. So, what kind of a heart do we have? What kind of soil is that heart? Is it the rocky ground? Is it the wayside where the word of God is taken out of our hearts, stolen away? Or do we really want the word of God? Do we really want the new life that Christ has come into the world to give? You know, oftentimes people try to find some practical use for religion, including our own Christian and even our own Orthodox Christian faith. People will want to know, what is it good for? You can tell where their heart is. If we ask ourselves, what kind of heart do we have? And when we think about Christ or the way of life that we're called to, if all we can think of is, how can I make this practical? How can I convert this into some way of life that will accrue the positive values of a worldly nature that I actually believe in? Then the word of God has already been stolen away. Our heart is rocky ground. We are given over to something else. But all of us who respond to the word of God, to the word of the fact that we can live from God rather than from ourselves. This is a strange idea when people first hear it. So devoted have Christians become to the idea that the word of God has got to serve the basic assumption that the life that we live is the life of this world, and the Christian faith that we have is a help. It helps me get through the difficult times as I am living a worldly life. It's a little additional something, and we ought to be given credit for even turning to it, because actually it's more or less secondary. Well, if we're in such a condition, it's questionable whether or not we've ever even heard the word of God that Christ has come into the world to give us. Salvation is from a life lived in the fear of death. But we're not saved from a fear of death simply to find some spiritual means of building up ourselves, building up a worldly life. We are saved from the fear of death so that we can live a life from God, so that we can live the noble, pure, and holy lives that all of us as human beings really want to live. If we can get rid of all the rest, all of the rubble, break up the stony ground. God did not create anyone who wants to live an ignoble life, a non-noble life, a life of involvement with base things. If we're living such a life, it's out of the fear of death. Christ comes and he says, "You need not fear death. I am here. respond with the nobility and the love of the good and the true and the beautiful, the love of God Himself, and live that life over and above the bare necessity. All of the talents, all of the abilities, all of the resources that we have can be converted into a sowing of this new life in the world. You know, we're always sowing something. We talk about sowing the seeds of discord, or sowing the seeds of vanity, or sowing the seeds of the love of material things. But we are called as Christians to sow the seeds of life by living Christ's own life. And we are called to do it in a way where the bounty is the fullness of the life in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.